Blog Talk Radio.
The chief, you dig? Demonstrating from Chi-Town. Rest in peace to my lord brother, Damon Berry. And rest in peace to them Ghost Town soldiers, Big Joey, Wanko, and Greg. Peace to Minister Rico. Alright then, let's get this demonstration poppin'. It's the chief, you dig? The chief's in the motherfucking house. It's the chief, you dig? The chief's in the motherfucking house. It's the chief, you dig? The chief's in the motherfucking house. Vicious. I bust it repetitious, makes you wanna eat it cause it's so delicious. I use rhythm and rhyme and poetic lyrics, and when I'm on stage the crowd has to cheer it, hold the applause and the claps. Fuck Shakespeare, bitch, this is rap, it's not thou and thee, it's just me on up the mic, the MIC. Now you think you're bad, but I'm better, and if you had a dime piece I already had her, asking me if she can hang around, picking up my dirty draws off the ground. I'm the composer of this hip-hop music. I got the touch and I can never lose it. Disrespect and you'll see that your punk ass should never step to me.
It's the chief, you dig? The chief's in the motherfucking house. It's the chief, you dig? The chief's in the motherfucking house. It's the chief, you dig? The chief's in the motherfucking house.
I was flown on the mic since the age of 10, just me and my crew and my best friend. Now when I'm in contest, I can never lose. I got more fun than Kobe Bryant got moves. So you hating them seats, don't try to avoid it. And yes, you dime pieces, I have to exploit it, cause I'm a hip-hop master, the king of kings. So listen up to what I sing. Now I'm flowing with an old school sound, to let the haters know I don't play around. I'm the best, so don't be a hater. What's my name? I'm the chief, Chango the deity of thunder. If you fuck with me, you'll be a 6 feet under. Yeah, shout out to that Grove Heights ghost town. Almighty, it's the chief, you dig? The chief's in the motherfucking house. It's the chief, you dig? The chief's in the motherfucking house. It's the chief, you dig? The chief's in the motherfucking house.
Emerge. I got the urge to get the crowd jumping, get the haters perturbed. See, I serve these bitch MCs. I let them go like a bad disease. I get the audience jumping, get the girl so hooked. When you steal somebody else's rhyme, then you're a crook. And the immortal words of Dr. King, I've been to the mountaintop to make the heaven sing. Get your mama rocking, get your daddy off the front. Have your grandma packing a double pump. There's no performer quite like me. We got Kanye, Common, and Jay. Beyonce looks good, but this flow is better. When it's cold outside, I produce good weather like Channel 5. Why when it's news, this flow wake you up when you're asleep in the snow.
It's the chief, you dig? The chief's in the motherfucking house. It's the chief, you dig? The chief's in the motherfucking house. It's the chief, you dig? The chief's in the motherfucking house. It's the chief, you dig?
How's everybody doing today? This is your brother, Chief Kamara, National Spokesman. I'm going to bring on Brother Abdullah to open up. I don't know if we have Brother Official on the line or not, but I'm going to let Abdullah open up. Abdullah, are you there? Abdullah, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. Yeah, so go ahead and open up. We're going to play one more song to give everybody else a chance to call in. Then we'll get started with the with the program. So that's going to be our weekly inspirational message that we do every week. So you all feel free to listen in and hang tight. So I'm going to play one more song and we'll be able to get started. You know what I'm saying? Then we'll be ready to get everything going. We got an interview with a writer who's writing Minister Rico's autobiography. So he'll be on today too. So play one more song. We'll be ready to get things going. All right? And that first song was a song by myself called It's the Chief You Dig. That was some of my music. So, all right, just hang tight and we'll be right back with you.
My teacher, Dr. Howard, said, and I quote, "My subject today is the goddamn white man. I didn't come to pussyfoot with that. I didn't come to dilly-dally with that. I didn't come to beat around the damn bush. I didn't come to pin the tail on the donkey. I came to pin the tail
goddamn
on the horse. My
what?
Subject today
goddamn
is the
white
goddamn white man.
Goddamn
Dr. Khalid Muhammad, my honorable teacher.
Goddamn
I love this
man.
For you. Rest in peace.
Goddamn white
what?
Man.
I was head of my tribe, and now I got to struggle just to stay alive. 90 days I was on the slave ship, and the torment would never quit. Wicked they are, can't you see? They never had good intentions for you or me. So instead of club and study at DuSable, and quit trying to be like a fucking Tubable. Plantation life created the snitch, and got you lusting at the nasty white bitch. They penetrate our mind and treat us vile, and all you house niggas do is take it and smile. Emerge your ancestors and gave them the blues, and your dumb ass rapping about some 22s. You house niggas don't know where you stand. I'm talking about the goddamn white man.
Ooh, ooh. Goddamn white
what?
Man.
Go ahead and open up, and then we'll introduce Houdini and Snoop if he's on the line. So, go ahead, you got the floor, Abdullah.
Okay. Palms up to the brothers. Black and gold. Open up with the Fatiha. In the name of Allah, most gracious, most merciful, all praise be to Allah, the church and sustainer of the world, most gracious, most merciful, master of the day of judgment. Thee alone do we worship, thine aid we seek. Show us the straight way. Be of those who thou hast restored thy grace, and those portion is not rap and go straight. I mean.
All right, good, good. All right, I'm going to open up all the lines, but I only want Brother Houdini there to open up and say something. So if it's not Houdini, just everybody else hold fast.
Open up the floor to our beloved Chief Houdini.
Houdini, you there? I'll try to see what number you calling from, but let me just... So 912 area code.
912-551.
Yeah, I was looking for, okay. All right, Houdini, you there? I don't see him on here.
Yeah, I told him what time to call in.
Yeah, he called me. He heard the music and threw him off, I guess, with his one second. It's our first show, so we just got to be a little patient, let me see. I don't know. Where is he at? Well, we'll take a man. I'm trying to see. I want to get Houdini on here at Stoop. So, all right. Let's take another break. We'll play another song and come back, and then we'll have Houdini on the line. All right, we'll take a quick break and then come right back.
So all my street soldiers out there, you gotta stop destroying our own community. Ain't nothing wrong with you ride or die for your nation, cause I'm almighty vice lord for life. But my enemy ain't no GD. My enemy is that blonde haired, blue eyed, hook nose, buttermilk complexion, goddamn white man who's seeking to destroy you and me. My intricate fault sign high demand, and your mama and your daddy are my biggest fan. So sit the fuck back and enjoy the ride as I holler vice lord and throw up the fire. It's all mighty in the motherfucking house, and your punk ass crackers better watch your mouth, cause I might just snap, crack one pop, and make one of you motherfucking crackers drop. The shot flows through my soul, it's ride or die for that black and gold. My fingers on the trigger and I'm ready to pop. Fuck CPD and all the rest of you cops. Journey with me as I do my Lord dance, and slap a crack and make him shit in his pants. The revolution's here and you know I'm ready. It's the big chief with a gat and a machete.
Give me liberty or give me death. Give me death and more, nothing less.
Nothing less.
Give me liberty or give me death.
Give me death.
I keep on my into my very last breath. Give me liberty or give me death.
Give me death.
Nothing more, nothing less.
Nothing less.
Give me liberty or give me death.
Give me death.
Keep on my into my very last breath.
Black national, original, feel the wrath of a double-edged sword, here we go. Don't know the truth is under our eyes and nose, and how you gonna see it when your eyes are closed? Steady it all, I can grasp it and vibe to flow. Information is the force that brings power to the people. Sick and comfortable when your rights ain't equal. Follow spirit, God's law, practice, use your mental. Organization and inspiration is the elements we need to build an African nation. My brothers, my cousins, my baby, my mama. Unify from the streets of Babylon to the coast of when we meet in the
city,
they wanna host this drama. Yo, you sow what you reap,
okay,
so a toast to karma. Can't be scared to keep it raw, lyrics like these. To the last breath, I'll fight for the future of my feet.
Give me liberty, or give me death.
Give me death.
Nothing more, nothing less.
Nothing less.
Give me liberty, or give me death.
Give me death.
I keep on my into my very last breath. Give me liberty, or give me death. Nothing more, nothing less.
Nothing less.
Give me
a rebel with a course, of course, affects all before.
Yeah, you are you on the down?
That's a useless force.
Are you on the down?
Teach people living hard and teaching it even the odds by seeing all the odds.
Right now, right?
You can try to beat them with your suit and tie. Speaking proper English, you living a lie. Playing off the word master hard. They want you to master your credit so you can get a MasterCard. Go to college, get your master's. Golf in the masters. Pledge allegiance to bastards. That's it. To harass us. And if that wasn't enough, the police kicking in our doors and just blast us and cover it up. It's corrupt. But
yeah,
what part of the problem. I counter the willing and curse the keys first. I take freedom of the purpose, whichever comes first. Give me liberty, or give me death, nothing more, nothing less. Give me liberty, or give me death. I keep on writing to my very last breath. Give me liberty, or give me death, nothing more, nothing less. Give me liberty, or give me death. I keep on writing to my very last breath. Give me liberty, or give me death, nothing more, nothing less. Give me liberty, or give me death. I keep on writing to my very last breath. Give me liberty, or give me death. Nothing more, nothing less. Give me liberty, or give me death. I keep on writing to my very last breath.
All right, we're back, Brother Abdul. So go ahead and introduce Brother Houdini. Houdini, you got the floor.
I'd like to give the floor to our Brother Chief Houdini. Brother Houdini, you got the floor.
I brought them all here. Let me see. Houdini, are you there? It's a dial one. It's a dial 1-2-3-4-7, though, right?
That's no, it's 551.
Yeah, I got his phone line open. 1 second, let me see. Where is he at? 912-551. Yeah, okay, hold on. All right. All right, Houdini, you got the floor. All right, you got the floor. All right, Mighty.
Almighty, can you hear me?
Yeah, we hear you.
Almighty. I don't have much to say, but I'm grateful to be here with you, brothers, and I appreciate, you know, the opportunity. The brother Kamara is doing a good job in what he's doing, and I appreciate him. Like I said, I don't have much to say. I'd have to get a flow back to Kamara. Almighty.
All right. So you don't have anything you want to add? Just tell us a little bit about your history and why you think this is a positive movement. And, you know, talk to your brothers, man. Let's hear from you. Why you think it's such a positive movement? And what you think about the move we try to do? You know, and you know, let's hear from you. You know, what you think about the movement? You know. You there, Houdini?
Yeah, I'm still here. I had it on mute. Well, I feel...
Yeah, I just wanted to tell us about what you think about the move we try to do.
Yeah. I feel positive about the movement. I feel it's a positive movement. It's constructive. And I feel like if all the brothers participate like they're supposed to, it'll just work.
Right.
Like I say, you're doing a good job, and I respect it.
Right.
All of your league.
All right. Yeah. Well, give us a little history about yourself and some of the things you experienced. You know, being the belly of that beast. You know, as far as we know, you've been. Why you think? You know, you trying to prevent.
Why I think what?
Why you think? Why you trying to prevent others? You know, you from going a direction so they don't have to be behind the walls.
I'm trying to direct the youth to another direction. People coming up. I started out as a vice lord real young. You know, I was probably 10, 11. And the system played a game with me. And I played a game with the system and got caught up in the system doing a lot of negative things. So now I need to be on a positive track and divert my brothers from that field of negativity so that we could prosper and do what we're supposed to be doing as men. You know, raising family, starting businesses, supporting our community, keeping it clean and safe, things of that nature. I went through a lot coming up in the negative field. And it wasn't good. You know, prison system ain't for none of us. And all the rest of the negative things out here in the world isn't for us either. But sometimes we get caught up in it, and we don't really have to when we pay attention and listen to older, experienced guys that done been down through there. I don't have much to say. I'm going to turn the floor back over to you, Kamal. But I respect, you know, everything you're trying to do. And I'm with you.
All right, well. Okay, we got Chief Stoop on the line. We're going to go ahead and let him take the floor. And Abdul, I want you to introduce Chief Stoop, please.
Got Chief Snoop coming to the floor. Chief Snoop, the floor is yours.
Almighty, brother.
Almighty.
I just like to say, first and foremost, it's an honor and a pleasure being amongst you brothers and sisters. What I want to say today is this. I want to express my appreciation for the brothers that put this movement together. I just like to express my appreciation for that. It's a positive movement, and I'm very proud of it, and I love it, and I love you brothers, you know, wholeheartedly. And I welcome each and every one of you brothers wholeheartedly. And I'd like to say this, too, you know, in our organization, we have a chain of command, and it's imperative that we follow that. You know what I mean? I just be listening to brothers. Sometimes brothers be – I like the system you got going on now because, you know, it's a time to talk and it's a time to listen. You know what I'm saying? And brothers shouldn't interrupt brothers when they got the floor, you know, because, you know, first of all, it's disrespectful. And secondly, you don't want to break a brother's train of thought or the point he's trying to make. I'm just happy, man, that we progressing, you know, in this positive movement. And I got major love for all you brothers. Any brother or sister have, they get my number. You can call me anytime. All you got to do is text me. I'll share with you whatever. I give you what I got. I ain't got a lot to say. I'm here for each and every one of you. All you got to do, I'm a phone call away. I love you, brothers and sisters. La vie, va, va. That's it.
La vie, va, va.
All right. We thank our brother Snoop, you know, for taking the floor and speaking. Everybody on their chance to talk and participate, you know, and. If I'm not feeling too well, so I'm gonna do my best to get through, you know, the day and our presentation. But today's topic is pooling our resources to build a nation. And we as Black people are not producers of anything; we consumers. You know, as I'm here in Chicago, Arabs got the local grocery store, but yet we claim this is a GD neighborhood, or a Spice Lord neighborhood. And we totally have been dependent on others doing for us instead of us doing for ourselves. We begged the white man to give us clothes. We begged the white man to give us food. We begged the white man to give us a job. We begged the white man to give us medical attention. We begged for every damn thing instead of standing on our own two feet and trying to do for self. You all are buying... you get your dollars, and it go right out your hands into the white man hand, into the Arab hand, into the Korean hand. We're not doing anything and sustaining ourselves and doing for ourselves and trying to maintain ourselves. We have to begin to come together. This is why I'm saying we got to start paying dues and making something happen from those dues. Why can't we have a store? when you go down the corner, get your Zuzus and wham whams, why you got to have poo poo who don't even respect you? He talk to you like you're a dog. Don't come in here. Don't disrespect me. Don't say, get out of here. I'm not going to serve you. And you take all that garbage. Your brother do something to you, ready to blow his brains out. But we take all this from these Arabs and these diehard Indians and these Koreans disrespecting you. You know what I'm saying? And we're not intelligent enough to take our money and do something for ourselves. We buy our clothes. We want to go out and make Louis Vuitton and Gucci. What the hell are you doing for your community? What the hell are you so happy to brag about some goddamn Dolce & Gabbana or goddamn Louis Vuitton? What these crackers do for you? Except put their foot up your ass every day. So until we learn to start standing up for ourselves and empowering ourselves and having a mission and a call and a call to action to do something, we gonna forever be slaves. What is a slave? A slave is one who is totally dependent on his master to tell him what to do and how to do it. You see, and these crackers are making their moves. You know, as I was looking at Chicago, which is the headquarters, you know, for many black organizations, from the Black Panther Party to Nation of Islam to the Vice Lords, Disciples, Black Stones, you know, Latin Kings. Chicago is a strong city, you know what I'm saying? But yet still, they want to villainize the youth. See, you a villain, young black man. They want to villainize you, so they call it Chirac. So every time there's a shooting and a two-year-old child dies or a grandmother dies, they say, look at them niggas. Them niggas ain't shit. They should all be locked up so they can have tougher sentences so brothers can never come home, and then those who do commit new crimes can get straight for the rest of their life. 17 years old because of an incident, you threw your life away. You see what I'm saying? And it's a lot of hype because Chicago's not the murder capital of the world. Chicago's not the worst city in the world, but they want this land, they want the resources to get you out of there. See, you all are in love with your enemy. And so when Chief Kamara speaks and talks about white folks, oh, come on, Chief, what's wrong with the white man? Ain't nothing wrong with the white man. You get frustrated, you get aggravated, you get angry, you get upset. But you don't realize what this man is capable of doing. You don't realize that you weren't brought here no Nina, no Pinta, no Santa Maria. You didn't come on no goddamn love boat sipping champagne and eat caviar. You came in the holds of slave ship, shackled, and you laid in your urination and defecation for 90 days. And when the ships reached the shores of America, they sold you like cattle. Ain't nothing changed. Here's a man that is evil and wicked in every sense of the word. America is not for us. The American dream is the black man's nightmare, as Malcolm X used to say. So if we don't begin, the reason why you have the Crip Nation, because the Crips didn't get no justice from the white man in his courts. The reason why you got the Blood Nation, because the Bloods don't get no justice from this system. The reason why you got the Vice Lord Nation, because we don't get no justice in this system. So we had to create laws to govern ourselves because we would never be treated fairly. You understand what I'm saying? The police massacre us every day. What happens to them? They get to walk off scot-free. Or we get out there and send some old cools, like a cool like Jesse Jackson or a cool like Al Sharpton to go pray and say we shall overcome. Just like you take up your choppers and your pistols and you shoot each other down, we should defend your community, defend your black woman. So you're not looked upon as anything but an animal, just like you were when they came to Africa and snatched you up and made you a slave. You looked upon as a nobody, as nothing. So we begin to pool our resources. If Snoop, Chief Snoop got a talent, let's say Chief Snoop is a carpenter, or he's a plumber, then we get with Chief Stoop and bring him into the fall. And then say Chief Houdini is a carpenter. Well, he can make the houses. You see what I'm saying? Let's say Abdul is a lumber man. He can cut the wood. Mario is a brick mason. He can lay the bricks down. So we have all these talents, but we're not pulling our resources to come together in one collective effort. So what we have to do is begin to see, have a goal, have a vision. Our goal for the state of Georgia should be to have a business in the next 6 months. What kind of business can we have? What can we do? So I want everybody to start thinking of that, having some kind of business to give some brother employment. Everybody can't sell dope. Everybody can't, you know, be a rapper. Everybody can't be a ball player. So we got to start thinking outside the box, because with the dope game, it's a trap. These white folks don't care whether you get hooked on drugs or not. And if you really truly about what Pepalo taught, we don't do drugs. We ain't supposed to be smoking weed or getting drunk in public. It's a deterrent to keep you distracted so you can never be the person that you want to be. Drugs actually kills our people. Drugs hurts us. So anytime you got a heroin bag in your hand and you give it to your people, you commit genocide. You are committing genocide against your own race, because that's the only thing the cracker will give you, lets you be a dope dealer, lets you be a pimp, to take your black woman and put her out there on the corner and let her sell her body. So these are the things we have to begin to do, is we have to begin to collectively come together. If we come together in unity with our little nickels and dimes, with your Zuzu and Wham Wham money, with your time, don't tell me that you're supposed to be about this nation and God damn it, you can't call the line on a Sunday and spend 1 hour of your goddamn week to be a part of something. You are a phony individual. We're going to shut your ass down. You can't take an hour to call. Man, guys like Stoop, Chief Stoop, Chief Houdini, they had to put in work, man. They had to put themselves and risk their lives to build something. All you've been asked to is call a goddamn line, and you can't do that. You got every goddamn excuse in the book why you can't call and participate. But if it was a party and we had an ounce of kush and some buck-necked women, I bet you'd be there. It takes sacrifice to build a nation. It takes sacrifice to build anything or do anything. You have to sacrifice. I hope y'all hear me. It takes commitment, dedication to do something like that. It's not going to happen overnight. We have to begin to work. That's all part of pooling our resources. Brothers, that's got your phone, if you could mute your phone just once, I want to mute you because we had a lot of background noise. So pooling our resources is the key to our success. You take a swimming pool, water is all put together. Tiny drops make a big pool of water. That's what pooling your resources is. Unite and come together with ideas and activities. Now, on June 25th, we're going to have our statewide gathering. We're going to have workshops on conflict resolution, workshops on having lawyers give you legal advice, workshops on self-defense, policing the police. See, y'all talk how tough you are, but when the police come around, you get scared. You punk out. I ain't scared of no. I ain't messing with no police.
You know, you begin to get a fright of the police. You got to stop that. So, as I close by saying this, we hear a lot of noise in the background. You got your phone open. Just please mute your phone. And please mute your phone. Everybody, mute your phone for me, please. So we like to close up. As I close by saying, you know, a journey of 1,000 miles begins with the first step. And we on our first step to, you know, consummating a wonderful relationship. When I mean consummate, it means to conceive, to bring something into existence, to unite with each other. When you are married, until you have intercourse with your wife, that's what is considered consummate. And now we want to, if you will, we want to begin to engage and put together some positive programs and do some things for ourselves to unite ourselves and clean ourselves up. So with that being said, I want to say almighty, and we're going to take another quick break. And we'll play another song for you, and we're going to come right back, all right? So, y'all, hang tight. We're going to open the line. Everybody get to make a comment. We're going to call on you. And peace and blessings.
How long you going to keep watching? How long you going to keep praying? And when I stand up and say, the Independent Nation, we get all of these old boot-licking, butt-licking, tap-dancing, Amos and Nanny, driving Miss Davis, pumped-a-fired niggas just want to tell you what you can't do.
Oh, man, if you go to Africa, it's bad over there.
It's bad over here, damn it. I go down Pine Street, I see homeless on Pine Street. Hell, homeless is homeless. Well, how is it better to be homeless here than homeless there? At least it's warm there. They ain't got no faggots over there. You don't got child molestation over there. We ain't got crack over there. What you talking about? The white man got you so damn brainwashed. You think this is the best place to be?
I've been through hell with my gasoline draws. I'm knocking down walls because I got the big balls. I'm from the shy because that's where it's at. I'm strapped with my heat, so crackers better watch your back. Five is popping, crackers are dropping. It's the motherfucking chief and I'm still hip-hopping. Like gasoline, CVL is my goddamn theme. Realer than real, got skills like Kill Bill. Creeping up on devils like a Navy SEAL. Shango, take spiritual possession and teach these motherfucking devils a lesson. Fuck some ice and some motherfucking rims. This is paid back for the press in my can. The minstrel show, it's got to stop. Your niggas selling out like an auction block.
They went into Africa, divided us up, put boundaries in Africa. There was no boundaries in Africa until the cracker came along. Now we don't look at each other as brothers and sisters. We look at each other as he's a Somalian, he's an Ethiopian, he's a Ghanaian, he's a Malian, he's a Senegalese. They're African American. And those of us over here don't even know we know Africa.
Hey, yo, I'm living in a place where they administer pain. So I'm by healing the nation, not a feminization, huh? Now subliminals is vivid and blatant. Lift the fist in the air. What I'm saying,
yeah.
Even in our youth cartoons, they taking shots like harpoons. Hit this, Porky Pig sells sausages and hot tamales. And Mr. Krabs sells Krabby Patty. So if you have to ask me to bridge the connection, then it's getting hectic. You old boot licking, brown nose and cotton picking. Wait a minute, cotton picking, that stuff is not for children. And not to mention the movies across cross and black men just does not move me. Children, don't let television tell lies to your vision.
They took our culture away from us, robbed of our names, our language, our culture, our religion, our God, our folkways, our mores, our norms, robbed of our civility, our sanity and humanity, robbed of our homeland, our green land, our motherland. We brought to a world land of work for no good goddamn way. The earth spins at 1,037. If you're looking in the sky, then you never find heaven. The party's over, my clique is sober. We're knocking on your door, we're not talking about Jehovah.
You know what, my mind, let it sober your mind. Close eyes, won't see Father Time. So what the sign? See my ancestors, pain, you can't understand it. So your reparations won't erase irreparable damage.
So take advantage.
be politically correct.
All right, we're back. We're back. All right. We're going to go around the room. We'll just talk to the brothers. We got quite a few people on the line. See, now I can see you. See, that conference call, I couldn't see who was calling. I can see everybody's number who called. And that way you can't be on that bullshit telling me that you you was there. So we know if you're there or not. And then we're going to have an interview from the guy who's writing Minister Rico's autobiography, you know. Y'all here. Oh, okay. We got a Ghostie on the line. I didn't know he was on here. He said he's on. I want to bring him on to speak. Just give me a second, Ghostie. I didn't know you were on the line. And y'all, you know, those who next week when you call, those who are those of you if you call, you know, say what we gonna do. We need you to call early. Those all those brothers who's speaking. Those of you who are speaking, you know, y'all could definitely you can be here on time. So just make sure you call in early so I can unmute you early. Okay. All right. Well, we're gonna come back to Ghostie. He just sent me a text saying Prince Dudu. So we got the last four numbers of your numbers 8710. I'm gonna unmute your line. Let you speak. I don't have a name, but we're gonna unmute your line. 8710, you got the floor.
Greetings, brothers. My name Moss.
All right, what's going on?
Say that one more time.
Yeah, go ahead. You got the floor, my brother Moss. How you doing, Lord? You all right, Lord? Good.
Yeah, all is well. you know, I appreciate y'all welcoming me in on this conference call. This is my first one, so I'm pretty much just sitting back and seeing how the movement going, you know what I'm saying? Then I'll be able to go from there and be able to put a little bit more input in.
Right. Well, let me ask you a question. What did you think about, we talked about pooling our resources. What kind of business can you see us having? You know, we can something be, you know, maintained, easy to operate, you know. You did time at a joint, right?
Yeah. I did 2.5 years.
Okay,
but,
well, you know,
In my opinion, I know you were talking about the grocery stores in the Shy. You know,
go ahead. You there, brother?
Yeah,
go ahead.
Oh, you know, we need our own stores in our own neighborhoods, you know, because, you know, our dollar don't circulate in our own neighborhood, you know what I'm saying? So, therefore, we have no financial power, you know what I'm saying? So, I think, like, a storefront would be, like, the first thing to do and then go from there.
Right, okay, great. Well, yeah, that definitely is true. So, you know, I want to... So we need to pull our resources. So what kind of work do you do? What's your are you in the business now, or what kind of expertise or experience you think you can bring to?
I'm right now I'm in school for the become an accountant. So
okay.
You know, when I finish with that, you know, I got my vision on being financial planner. And you know, it's a couple different areas that I can dab in the accounting field, but that's my main one, being a financial planner or a financial advisor.
Okay. Well, yeah, we definitely need that. So you definitely will be appreciated. Well, brother, thanks for calling in. You know, we want to just welcome you to the family and look forward to seeing you this month coming up. You know, with our statewide gathering, you know. So we think.
Yeah, no doubt. I'll be there for sure.
Okay, definitely. Okay. We're going to go to 7217. This is the last four of your number. We're going to tell us your name and, you know, what you call it for. I know all y'all. I don't know the numbers here. The boy always shows the phone number. I don't know. Everybody's doing it by heart. So, brother, yeah, we got 7217. Your line is open.
Oh, Marty.
Marty, what's happening?
Yeah, this Lord Marley.
All right, how you doing, brother?
Fenwood, George, I'm good. My brother, all is well.
Good. Well, talk to your brothers, man.
Well, you know, I appreciate y'all, brother. You know, brother, I do working with me. You know, I've been here not too long, but you know, everything coming together, man. You know, he pretty much got me on, you know what I'm saying, on how to go about dealing with his nation and you know, putting me up on game. You know, and I respect that, brother Adu and T. Kamari. Appreciate what you're doing with us, man. You know, we coming together, man. Pretty much the biggest head and well, not set organization in Georgia alone, and I commend you for that, my brother. And, everybody else, man. All is well, man. All is well.
Well, we commend you, brother. We thank you for your support. And what kind of business do you see us opening up or having, or what would you like to see us do? You got any ideas for any businesses we can do?
As of me, my brother, I pretty much want me a little far while down here. So I'm living good right now. You know, as far as the nation on that business trip, and pretty much, man, like what the brother was saying before, and we got to get stuff, you know, make it where, you know, where we can build a business. I mean, anything works, my brother. Anything works. Whether it's a food restaurant or a grocery store or like me, a car wash. I mean, our business works, my brother. We just got to get together and set up plans and get this thing and effect what we can, you know, on our own business and you know, pretty much like that, my brother. That's what I'm speaking on.
Okay, brother. We thank you so much. Say your name again, brother. You out there in Vidalia with official.
Yeah, Willa County. That's right. That's right. This is Lord Martin.
Okay, good. Okay. All right, brother. We thank you for your input. We're going to go to 3758. Your line's open. 3758. Tell us your name and talk to your brothers and sisters. 3758, you there? Okay. 3758. Not answer.
What was that number?
Last is 3758.
3758?
Yeah.
That's the last four, right?
Yeah. Okay, let's go to 7868. Your line is over. 7868, go ahead.
It's Brother Maurice.
Yes, sir. What's happening?
What's going on, Brother Che Kamara? What's going on? What's going on, all the brothers and sisters? Palms up. Okay. I like your discussion today. The pooling of resources, that's something real, that's deep. You know what I'm saying? That's something that we all really have to go through every day on just everyday thought process. It's just something that, you know, if we ain't men, we ain't going to think like this anyway. So I like that. Because we can come together and you know, and do something good. I just had a good thought. Just right now, I'm going to share it with y'all right now. Just came up. Okay, you remember how they had the Teen Town in Chicago, right?
Right.
Okay.
Okay.
How about this? Open up a building or something. You know what I'm saying? Have, like, the youth. They can come in with a basketball court. You know what I'm saying? The ping pong tables, pool tables, you know what I'm saying? Baseball field, anything, you know what I'm saying? For the kids to be able to come through, you know, with computers, you know what I'm saying? Computers, so, you know, learning and for us grown people too, for jobs. You know what I'm saying? You got access to the web. You know what I'm saying? Come to our building. And but only thing is, how are we gonna stop others from coming in? For like other denominations.
Well, you know, one of the things that we had is LSD, Lord Stones and Disciples back in the day. So as long as you are in our community and we embrace you, you know, we all suffer,
okay.
You know, because we're black, you know.
Right.
Not because, so white man don't care whether you're a Crip or blood or whatever, you're black. We catch the same hell, you know. So even though this is our tribe, but our nation is the black nation. You see what I'm
okay.
saying? Even though Bloods is a tribe, you know.
Right.
Crips is a tribe. Vice Bloods is a tribe. Disciples is a tribe. But tribes make up nations. You see what I'm saying? So we want to build a nation that's coming together and pool our resources with everybody to be a part of it. So, you know, anybody who wants to come in and be a part of it is welcome to be part of it. You know, we are just, we're the vanguards of community building, you know. So,
okay.
Yeah, with that. All right. Anything else you want to add, Brother
Maurice? I just really feel like it can be done.
Right.
Because, like, where I'm from, you know, we had parks and, you know, it was split up in, like, different neighborhoods and stuff, too, though. But we, you know what I'm saying? Sometimes we had the box, you know what I'm saying, with the others and stuff like that. But it was soft for us to do.
Right.
Instead of, you know, the kids stuck in the house, want to play the games, be on the internet all day, doing nothing, looking at cartoons and all that old crazy stuff. So
right.
I really do feel like that's something that can really go down because I did it.
Right.
You know, at school programs, you know what I'm saying,
right.
Tutoring, stuff like that.
Right.
Because I did that, man. I really enjoyed it. That's where I first learned how to shoot pool at. You know what I'm saying? In the little rec center in somebody's neighborhood. We did that.
Right.
And, you know, starting up little, you know what I'm saying, little donations, little charity work. You know what I'm saying? Giving out clothes, you know what I'm saying, anything. All that could be in one house. That's that temple. So,
right.
You know, we can do all that out of one room.
Right.
I believe that's a good idea. That's just what I feel.
Oh, that's a great idea. That's a great idea. That's a great idea. That's definitely a great idea. So we thank you, you know. We thank you. And your last one was 416, right?
Oh, mine?
Yeah.
No, I'm 768.
Okay. Well, 4116. You got the floor. 416, you got the floor. All right, 2478. Last four, 2478, you got the floor.
Oh my.
2478, you got the floor.
All right, this is Lord Houdini.
Oh, okay. All right, I'm sorry. I wanted to give another person, like, you got something real quick to add, that's fine. I wanted to add.
Okay, yeah, I got something real quick, because I do believe in the businesses and the money circulation within our own race and community. That's positive. And a lot of us have talents. Excuse me?
Yeah, go ahead. You got the floor.
Huh?
You got the floor. You got the floor.
A lot of our brothers have talents, and they're not using them.
Right.
You know, and this is where you create your businesses. I think that's positive. We need to create some businesses within our own community and our own race so that the money can circulate within our race.
Right.
Oh, my. I'll turn it back over to you, Chief Kamar.
Okay. All right. That's great. So let's go to 9347. 9347, you got before.
pardon the body, Chief.
Yeah.
Okay, what about, like, okay, where I'm at? You know, I don't really call this my community because I'm not gonna be stable right here. So what about like being somewhere to where you know that's where you're gonna be at?
Uh-huh.
Instead of, you know what I'm saying, having to travel and, you know,
okay,
to get around, you know what I'm saying, and make sure your business is cooperating and, you know what I'm saying, doing things right. Because where I'm at is not where I'm gonna be.
Right. Okay. Well, let me.
How that works?
Yeah. You still could work until you relocate. You know, work in a community that you want to support. You know, that's all that takes. We'll definitely get back with that question. Let's go to 8875. I'm opening up your line. 8875. Your line's open. 8875. Your line's open. 8875, your line's open. All right, I guess.
Lord Official. That's who you remember there.
Oh, okay, Official. I didn't know. Official, you're on the line, bro.
Yeah, all man, right,
what's
how you up? How
all right.
Everything.
Oh, yeah,
man. I left my phone and my sister left for my own brother. And I just got the phone back. I had tuned in like now. Today I'm 18. But I caught you talking, and I caught you too, Chief Kumar. I heard everything, so just inform me while I was listening. So yeah, the thing about the businesses, though, yeah, I with that all the way, you know what I'm saying? I was trying to do something down here myself for us, if we can do some landscaping, you know what I'm saying, trying to get some money up and buy some property, you know, invest in some trailers and rent out some trailers and stuff, you know. See down here, you know, you can make a lot of money by renting out stuff, you know what I'm saying, because, I mean, people are going to need somewhere to stay all the time, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
So, you know, far as that, you know what I'm saying, you can give brothers a job even when you doing that, you know what I'm saying? You can get somebody to do maintenance on the trailers or either cut the grass, you know what I'm saying? So we can still have money inside our circle, you know? And far as the building go, I did have a building down here that we're trying to invest in for us putting pool tables in there, like the brother Maurice was just talking about, you know what I'm saying? We did have that going on, you know? It's a slow process, but I feel like it's going to get better, you know? Once we start paying the dues and getting everything situated.
Right, okay. Yeah, that's great. Now what we're going to do, we're going to take a quick break in a second, and then what we're going to do, we're going to come back with the
gentleman who's like Minister Luther's autobiography. He went to, now he is a white gentleman, so don't try to just push out and say, oh man, keep him on. He's like Minister Rico's autobiography. So we're going to take a break. I'm going to play another song real quick. We're going to hear from the person who's like Minister Rico's autobiography. And hopefully we can hear from Punch Lulu to close us out with yourself. You know? So we're going to take a break.
So those who find up, call back, because I want to hear about the goddamn white man. I'm playing them to be a death again. So you'll be right.
To all my street soldiers out there, you gotta stop destroying our own community. Ain't nothing wrong with you ride or die for your nation, cause I'm almighty vice lord for life. But my enemy ain't no GD. My enemy is that blonde haired, blue eyed, hook nosed, buttermilk complexion, goddamn white man who seek to destroy you and me. My intricate fault, sign high demand. And your mama and your daddy are my biggest fan. So sit the fuck back and enjoy the ride as I holler vice lord and throw up the fire. Cause almighty in the motherfucking house, and your punk ass crackers better watch your mouth, cause I might just snap, crackle and pop, and make one of you mother.
through my soul. It's ride or die for that black and gold. My fingers on the trigger and I'm ready to pop. Fuck CPD and all the rest of you cops. Journey with me as I do my Lord dance. And slap a crack and make him shit in his pants. The revolution's here and you know I'm ready. It's the big chief with a gallon of machete.
Give me liberty or give me death. Give me nothing more, nothing less. Nothing less. Give me liberty or give me death. Give me death. I keep on writing to my very last breath. Give me liberty or give me death. Give me death. Nothing more, nothing less. Nothing less. Give me liberty or give me death. Give me death. I keep on writing to my very last breath.
Pan-African, black, national, original. Feel the wrath of a double wear sword. Here we go. Don't know the truth is under our eyes and nose. And how you gon' see it when your eyes is closed? Study it all, I can grasp it and vibe and flow. Information is the force that brings power to the people. This one comes to vote when your rights ain't equal. Follow spirit, God's law, pray. Use your mental. Organization and inspiration. It's the elements we need to build an African nation. My brothers, my cousins, my baby, my mama. Unified from the streets of Babylon to the coast of Ghana. When we meet in the peace, they wanna host the drama. Yo, you sow what you reap, so a toast to karma. Can't be scared to keep it raw, lyrics like these. To the last breath, I'll fight for the future of my city.
Give me liberty or give me death. Give me death. Nothing more, nothing less. Nothing less. Give me liberty or give me death. Give me death. I keep on writing to my very last breath. Give me liberty or give me death. Give me death. Nothing more, nothing less. Nothing less. Give me liberty or give me death. Give me death. I keep on writing to my very last breath.
A rebel with a course, of course, affects all but falls unless the use as a useless soul. Reach your people living hard and teaching even the odds by seeing all the odds is even. You can try to beat them with your suit and tie. Speaking proper English, you living a lie. Playing off the word master hard. They want you to master your credit so you can get a MasterCard. Go to college, get your master's. Golf in the master's. Pledge allegiance to bastards. That's it to harass us. And if that wasn't enough, the police kicking in our doors and just blast us and cover it up. It's corrupt. But what are you doing to stop them?
More, nothing less. Nothing less. Give me liberty or give me death. Give me death. I keep on writing to my very last breath. Give me liberty or give me death. Give me death. Nothing more, nothing less. Nothing less. Give me liberty or give me death. Give me death. I keep on writing to my very last breath. Give me liberty or give me death. Give me death. Nothing more, nothing less. Nothing less. Give me liberty or give me death. Give me death. I keep on writing to my very last breath. Liberty, or give me death, me death. Nothing more, nothing less. Nothing less. Give me liberty, or give me death, me death. I want to fight you to my baby, that's my best last breath.
Professor to get ready to tell us about the minister's autobiography. So I'll give a few minutes to call in. So let's go back to our phone lines, man, and those people who are our brothers and sisters who are listening. We lose a lot of people are hung up, man. They need to stay. Y'all can't do it. Y'all can't stay on here for an hour? Come on, man. Let's go to 951-2633. Your line is open. 951-2663. Your line is open.
It's Brother Moss. My other phone had died, so I had to call him
on another
joint real quick.
Okay, my bad. All right. We definitely enjoyed it. Any more comments you want to make real quick?
No, not at this moment.
Okay, thank you, bro. All right, let's go to 315-5725. Your line open.
How you doing, man? Black and gold.
How you doing? Oh, Abdullah.
Just like to thank all of us.
Who made
the call.
Definitely. Okay, let's go to 2721. Your line's open.
Almighty, this is Lord Ty.
What's going on, bro?
We going, nothing going good. By the business you were talking about, well, for out here where I'm at, it's like it's a small town, but most people, they don't got no transportation around, so by helping people that ain't got no license or that can't drive or whatever, we need to start like a taxi service.
Taxi service, okay. All right,
yeah,
that sounds good.
Because most people around here where I stay at, either they ain't got no license or they don't got their license suspended. So, you know, most people, they be paying people to go to the store anyway. So we start up a little business and we start getting a little money around here.
Right, that's true.
I just spoke on that because I'm on my all the time. That's what I do. I take people to the store or I take them where they pay me for it. But really, if I started a little business or whatever, everybody be on point. We can have more than one person working and giving our lords benefits because, for one, they're going to have a license and they're going to be getting paid for being able to help drive someday.
Right. I like that idea. Mighty, that sounds good. Yeah, having a business, yep. All right, brother, tell us what you like about what you get out of the message today.
I kind of came in a little late, so I got a little bit of what you were talking about the Malcolm X and about the police. I think we need to really get into the laws more and learn on what we can and can't do and what they can and can't do to us, because when we be in that predicament, well, we got to defend ourselves against the police. We need to know what's right to do or what's righteous to do.
Right. Okay, yeah, definitely. All right, brother, we need y'all to be on time now for these calls and stuff, man. We need y'all to make sure y'all on time because this is... You're trying to build something. Yeah.
All right,
Mighty, bro.
Mighty
to you. All right. So we just went to 5725. Your line's open.
It's Abdul again.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, 2721. Your line's open.
You just hit him too.
Okay. Well, we hit everybody. I want to give everybody a couple, try to get that brother on, man, the guy online. Yep, I don't know what's happening with that. Yes, sir.
Hey, Chief Kamar, this brother official. I got a brother right here listening in with me, so he couldn't, he listening in with me, but you know what I'm saying, you ain't hit the line again, so he ain't be able to on the phone so he can speak.
Okay, yeah, let him, you got the floor. Let him go ahead. What's let him introduce himself.
All right. The Lord, man, General
Chief.
What's going
on, bro? Okay, how you doing?
Cool. I'm good, man.
Okay. Yeah. Well, talk to us, man. Tell us how you like the dialogue.
Everything good right now, man. I'm just trying to check in on everything, you know. I went a couple of places last night, you know. Told my little fellas that we finna get this shit on point and we're gonna get it right. We got to get it right.
Right.
I had a brother told me that I need to speak something when I come back on this line.
Right. Okay.
Wait, that was you that I was talking to?
Yeah, that's official told you that, yep.
That statement of law.
No, you don't have to do that one right now. We can do that a little, but you can definitely you can go ahead and say it.
But don't say that, because these shows are recorded, and they, you know, people can listen to them afterwards. So you don't have to do nothing like that. That's kind of like our sacred literature. So we don't want to do that on the line. But you can definitely just tell us how your views and how you feel and all that. You know what I'm saying? So what'd you get out of lesson today? What'd you get out of it?
Well, I just came in on it, brother. I ain't hear too much of it. I just got in on it.
Okay.
All I heard was rapping.
Okay. What happened? Did you got a phone? You know, every week you need to be on this line. You want to part of the brotherhood, you know? So
yeah,
you get what
I just got a phone though. I just got a phone.
Okay, so next week you'll be on point, right?
Yeah, I'll be on point, definitely.
All right, that's what's up. That's a good thing, man. All right, we're gonna take a quick break, man. We come right back and try to get the gal on the line. If not, then we're gonna wrap things up and we'll just have them on next week, okay? So everybody, yes, sir.
My teacher, Dr. Howard, said, and I quote, "My subject today is the goddamn white man. I didn't come to pussyfoot with them. I didn't come to dilly-dally with them. I didn't come to beat around the damn bush. I didn't come to pin the tail on the donkey. I came to pin the tail on the horse. My subject today
Professor, I don't know what happened. There's must have been a mix-up. We're going to have that next week for you then. We're going to wrap things up, you know, and
thank everybody for joining us on the show. And it's a good show. So next week, same time, same station. So it's our inspirational program. We'll be doing it, you know, once a week. We'll have this on. So, you know, everybody can join us and be a part of it. We want to thank you all for calling. Do we have any last comments or questions before we go? All right. If no other questions, then we thank y'all. And remember, you know, African proverb says an egg cannot clash with a stone. So nothing can clash with our destiny of doing great things and being a great people. So with that being said, this is your brother, Chief Kamar, national spokesman for our positive programs we're trying to put together. So God bless and peace and blessings. Talk with you later.
Almighty.
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 All right.
My teacher, Dr. Howard, said, and I quote, "My subject today is the goddamn white man. I didn't come to pussyfoot. I didn't come to dilly-dally. I didn't come to beat around the damn bush. I didn't come to pin the tail on the donkey. I came to pin the..."